isn't it amazing what an awesome God we serve? God indeed has been good. God has been faithful to the house of When Women Pray International, especially When Women Pray Victoria Ireland Ikoyi chapter. This has been an amazing month for us. It's been a month where the focus for all the chapters has been, you know, our children, praying for our children, raising godly seeds. We've learned a lot, we've prayed a lot, and we've heard so many testimonies. So many testimonies, we cannot share them all. But we just want to come back today as we round up the month of May and this theme, to share with you a testimony that indeed is mind-blowing. There's absolutely nothing our God cannot do. So we are super excited to bring this testimony to you today to encourage you. If you have a child, if you have a nephew, a niece, or you know a friend's child that is struggling with their education, and it doesn't matter what, you know, a doctor has said to you or a teacher has said to you concerning your child, what is it that God is saying concerning your child? You listen to this testimony and see how a mother stood in the gap for her child and see how God changed that child's story. It's amazing, and really, I want to encourage you to please share this testimony with as many mothers out there as you know, to also encourage them. Listen to this testimony and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. My son sort of had a learning disability or challenge when he was much younger. So we learned to lower the bar for him. We're happy with whatever grades he brought home. And at the end of every term, he would get the prize for maybe best behaved, well-behaved child, most caring child, and we're okay. And then we would get him tutors for all subjects, but still he would not like get an A or something. Then I came to WWP, and Pastor Ethan would always say, pray for your children, and I would pray for him specifically about his education and his life. And then we started off with his SATs, and he wrote the SATs and got the best result in his center, and we were wowed. Even in university, after looking at his transcripts and his SATs, the college in US queried his results. But he did a preliminary class, then he started college in the US. His first result, he was a B positive, that was his average. And I went. And I decreed, I said, lo and behold, that your next result will be an A. It will be A's, it will be even higher than this. And to the glory of God, after we came back from Pastor Indy's mother's burial, on Sunday, he calls to say, oh, they were now on summer break, and he was an all-A's. To the glory of God, this was a child that he doesn't have any tutors, no tutors, no nothing, on his own, and he's doing what only God could have done. So I want to advise everybody out there, be faithful and be obedient. Listen to the pastor when they say do this thing, be one of the first to do it. Because truly, God
is faithful. Truly, God is faithful. We're so excited about that testimony. It encourages me to pray more for my children concerning their school, concerning their learning. You know, none of our children will suffer any learning disability in the name of Jesus. If there's any child that is struggling in school, even as we begin to speak over our children and their learning, they begin to do well, they stand out, you know, in class. In the name of Jesus, it's the spirit of excellence, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding rests upon all our children in the name of Jesus. The Bible says our children are taught of the Lord. Great is their peace and undisturbed composure. Our children excel in school. They excel in all they do in the name of Jesus. What an encouraging testimony. Please share these testimonies with friends and family. And if you have any testimony of, you know, God's goodness towards you, towards your children, your family, please share with us, because your testimony is your evangelism. All right. So thank you so much for listening. We look forward to coming back to you next week. It will be a new month. And so we'll come with a new testimony. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.